There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, everyone? My name is Toke Makinwa. If this is your very first time of tuning in or hanging out with us on TM Pod, where have you been? I don't know. So my guest today is a producer turned musician, but still produces. His name is Young John, the Weekend producer, aka Young John on the streets right now. Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
This is the first time we've met in person, right?
Actually, yes.
And I mean, the first time I heard about you was obviously Young John, the Wicked producer. You were the guy that was always here on the track. And then you started doing music.
Yeah, you know.
And it's like, he sounds really nice. How's that been? How's it going?
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey. Like, I mean, it's different from like what I've been behind. But like, so far, so good. It's been an amazing journey. Mm. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the process step by step, you know.
Was it difficult for you to go from behind the scenes to now being in the limelight?
Difficult, like...
What I mean is sometimes people are comfortable being the guy behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you hear my work. I don't necessarily want to be the guy who is in front of a camera and doing music videos and now having to deal with like... You know, what comes with being a musician?
I feel like I was just ready to step out of my comfort zone, you know. I was at that old comfort zone. Mm. Like, you know, yeah, there's a comfort zone, but sometimes it's better to just step out of it, you know, as you know, and that's basically what it is.
And you're super cute. So I see how young girls are always like...
Thank you.
I wasn't working.
Yeah.
I literally was not supposed to be here. But then when they found out that you were coming, everyone's just like, oh my God, Young John, I'm like, how do you deal with the attention from the ladies?
I don't know. I'm just like, I got my eyes on the prize. I got my eyes on the prize now. Like, I'm just all about my work, all about my music, you know. So I'm not really distracted by all of these things.
Oh, do you call it a distraction?
No,
females are heartbroken right now.
No, that's not what I mean. Like, I don't think it's a distraction. I just feel like what's important is the bag, you know. I mean, let's not lie to ourselves. Like, no matter how much the ladies love you or whatever, like, if you're on zero, it's all zero, you know what I mean? Like, so what is important is the grind, because like, you don't understand. So like, that's really what's important, because that's really what's important.
Yeah. But then don't you just find it weird that, I don't know, whenever I hear guys say that, this is me from a female's perspective, I feel like you guys put so much pressure on yourself already, because, you know, you're like, if you're on zero, the girls, don't you believe in Surinta kind of love, even if you don't have love that is like, I'm going to stay with this guy, we'll drink Gary together. I mean, don't you think that girls these days...
I mean, so the whole pressure, love, is not really just about love. I mean, love is just to one side. Nobody really cares at the end of the day. You know, what's really important is as a man, you definitely want to be able to take care of your family, take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones. So apart from even love or being able to cater for, you know, what's important is you still need to grind, bro. You know, so you can take care of like yourself, your family and all of that.
I heard from the grapevine that all your girlfriends know who they are and you're not a one-man woman. Why are you laughing? Was that too early?
I feel attacked. Like,
what
just
it, did you? Well, I mean, that's what we do over here. Is it true that you don't believe in like a, you know, monogamy? It's not a one man, one woman thing.
Yes, yeah, so I believe like most people are like this, but they just don't want to accept it or like, you know, because everybody wants to be free at the end of the day. You know, free in the sense of like free in every single sense, and you cannot be. Well, me, let me speak for myself. I don't think I want to be so into someone to the extent of not losing myself, you know. Cause
but why do you have to lose yourself, John? Like, why? Don't you believe in one man, Adam, Eve, one man, one woman?
Even Adam and Eve, what happened that day?
No, we can argue that one. Adam was to blame.
Oh.
Adam was to blame now. Come on, how can God put you as the gatekeeper of a garden? Yeah. Eh? The woman came to meet you to say the devil told her to try something. Yeah. Did she force him? She should have said, okay, you ate it. Let me see what happened to you.
See, now everything is the man's fault. This is what I'm talking about.
No, but let's be honest. She didn't, Eve didn't force him. Eve said to him, oh, I was out in the garden. The serpent said I should eat it, that nothing is going to happen to me.
Yeah, fair enough, though. Fair enough. Like, people have said no. Fair enough.
So maybe he would have saved us more. At least maybe God would just say, okay, woman banished, man alone. They will not say, okay, men are really, really... Do you know what I mean? But I just... I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Dating today is quite ghetto, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So I can see why, you know, wanting to... I mean, I understand. I honestly get it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like 2023. I mean, this is 2023. So, and the way things are in 2023, I'm sure it's even going to keep like getting worse. Yeah. And
it's a hookup generation.
I don't want to use that word, you know.
But I mean, like, when I say hookup, I don't mean payola. I'm not saying you hook up.
Yeah.
I just mean that people just hook up with each other.
Yeah, you know.
Without any.
Besides, I feel like we have different things to offer each other. So, you know, like.
Please, like what?
No, I'm not even trying. Talking like in a sexual way or whatever. I just feel like if you kick it off with someone, it's because of you're feeding off the vibes, feeding off the vibration, you know, apart from all of that. So different people have different things to offer. You understand? And so I don't want to be limited to just, you know.
So that's why you keep a bunch of them around?
I don't keep a bunch of them around. I'm just free.
So do you tell every single person? Like, if say, for instance, if you meet Lucy today and you're like, hey, Lucy, I like you. We vibe. We like the same music.
Yeah.
But I'm dealing with Eva and Ada and Lola.
Actually, yes.
And they're okay with it.
I mean, some people are cool. Some people are not. But like, that's, I'm a very honest man, you know, very honest to the core. So, yeah, like, I mean, yeah.
My mouth is opened. Really?
I feel like, yeah, some people don't want this. Some people, you'll be shocked that some people like this even like they are school or thoughts too.
But does he end, just, like, don't lie, young John, say the truth, since you're an honest person. Doesn't he get complicated at some point? Because
life is complicated, normally. With or without women in it, life is complicated.
This guy is killing me. What I was trying to say is, I get how, you know, some people might think they're okay with just having something to do with a guy and not necessarily defining what they're doing. Yeah. But along the line, let's not lie, the lines get blurred. And one person starts to like the person a little bit more.
Yeah,
you know, are the ladies also allowed to see other men?
So now this is the thing. First of all, I'm a very selective person. And I believe so much in my vibrations that like I feel like if the kind of person like that I get attracted to, she's not someone that is attracted to like so cannot be attracted to the whole world. You know, there are some people that are just out there on the streets, you know, doing the most. yeah, for real. Like there are some people just out there on the street doing the most.
But that's what you're doing. You're on the
streets.
No,
I'm actually not doing the most.
What do you mean? If you've got four, five girls, six girls, are you not? What are you doing? Do you do night? What do you do? Vigil with them?
Sometimes we just do, you know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, sometimes we just doesn't necessarily have to be, you know.
These days for somebody else, next days for another person. I thought that you're the one who is on the streets and you still want the girls to be faithful to you.
No, I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not saying like you should be like, oh, I mean, if I'm open enough to let you know that I'm seeing other people, the most I expect is like that same.
You would openness. Want a girl to tell you.
Yeah, like oh, that, dude, like, I mean, like, this one life, you know, once it's gone, it's gone.
Mm.
So, like, if you have anything you want to experience, if you have any fantasies, you have to live it up, you know what I'm saying?
Would you live it up with them?
I mean, no, they should do what they want to do, you understand? That's like, enjoy. Like, if that's what you want to do, enjoy, you know. I'm doing what I want to do to enjoy. But, like, everybody's fine, you know.
You know, it's very interesting you say that. And I like the fact that, you know, you at least are letting the girls know. Because, you know, you find a lot of people who the lines are blurred. And then it's like, he promised me this. And then there's fights along the line. But at least you from the beginning.
Funny enough, most of people that will argue this thing I've said are doing the same thing. Mm. They are just not doing it out.
Lagos is a bit funny, right? Everyone's probably dating everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just life, you know. Like, as a man, even women. Mm. want this emotional, you know, all it takes is to be attracted to someone.
Mm. But do you ever think this will change? Do you feel like this is just where you are right now and maybe in another season?
It's possible. Okay. Like, I'm very open to possibilities. Like, this might be where I am right now. Tomorrow might come and I'll be like, oh, shit.
Maybe you haven't just met the right person.
No, I don't think so.
Really? You've not met that one girl that's just been like, I'd rather just hang out with her alone.
I mean, I've met people, I've enjoyed hanging out with them. But like, I feel like time changes everything, you know.
Mm.
And I've not in my whole life, entire life, I've really not seen that love that time has not manipulated. Do you know? Mm. Like, if you have actually seen that perfect love, tell me, show me, show it to me.
You deserve your own podcast, by the way. That was like an epic. I've never thought about it like that, but you're right. You know, it starts off so great. And then at some point, it's just like. So I got to ask you this. Do you think it's the environment? Because we're very heavily influenced by our environment, whereas some of all our experiences. Do you think that it's, you know, the field you find yourself in that makes you not believe in, you know, one man, one woman type of love? Because, I mean, not trying to judge anyone, but musicians, you find a lot of girls that will say, I won't date a musician because they're exposed to too many women. The lifestyle of drinking, late nights in the studio, women are always around, and it's like, he cannot be faithful. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's where you get this thing from?
So, I don't think so. First of all, I need to correct the impression that musicians are, like, very promiscuous. Yeah, there's a lot of women around the scene. There's this and that. There's everything all over the place. But, like, everybody's doing all of these things. They're just not doing it out in the open. You know, musicians are just entertainers generally. Are outside in the open. Like, everybody sees what they do.
I think because they also get it on a different level. I have been in certain places where some musicians in this country... The first time I ever saw what it was like in Nigeria, I remember it was a long time ago. We're in a bar in VI, and there was like the top three male musicians at that time. And I kid you not, girls that you think, come on now, Chelsea. Do you understand? Yeah, you can be a fan of whoever, but literally grabbing, holding, touching. I'd never seen anything like that before. Yeah. I remember one of the girls caught me staring at her. And she goes, I'm drunk. I was like, bitch, you're not drunk. You're literally misbehaving. So I think you guys, if I get it, everyone is exposed to, but you guys, it's on 1,000. When you go on tour, when you, women probably try to boycott, find a way to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Can't lie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So do you think that's what makes you feel like there are too many beautiful women in the world? Why should I settle with one woman?
So no, basically, that's not. Because ever since I was a young boy, I used to like question everything. You know? Okay. So, and I always used to question, why is this like this? Why is it like this? Why is it that this man has to? Why is that? I used to question everything, basically. Like, you know, I just never really had any concrete answers. So... Ever since then, I always wanted to explore the roots that is just like
different from
everyone. Yeah, I don't want to say it was fantasy because I had no reason for this, but I just knew like I want to know the reasons why this thing. So I kind of lived, you know. So growing up, yeah, I found myself in an environment, you know, even in school, all of that. There was always this going on basically. So like, but I was just more. Maybe it's worse now because yeah, I find myself in this environment.
Have you ever been heartbroken before?
Heartbroken. I was when I was in secondary school. I was in secondary school.
Do you remember her name? Do you remember her name?
No, I won't say.
I'm not asking you for, but I'm saying, do you remember her name?
Yeah, I remember her name, but I'm not gonna say.
Was it really bad?
No, so I won't call it an heartbreak. It was more of like, you know, when you like someone, but you know the person liked someone else.
Oh, did you ever tell her you liked her?
No, I didn't bother to.
So you lived with...
Yeah, I'm that kind of person. I can't live with anything. Yeah, there's so many... Yeah, I'm that kind of person.
So you never told her you liked her?
Never.
But what if she felt the same way?
It's gone, what's love?
What does that mean? But you're cheating yourself out of amazing experiences
That's life.
So why didn't you tell her?
There was no need.
What do you mean there was no need? You don't believe in the fact that if you are told that, maybe she'll be like, I don't even like this guy. It's you I like. And then...
No, there's no need. She likes, like, all this. There's no need for all this drama. Like, you like someone, there's no... See, that's life. You can't have everything you want. Like...
Young John is stressing me out, guys. I'm so stressed in this. You're stressing my stress levels out.
Why?
Yes,
I'm sorry about that.
No, what I'm trying to say is, like, I hope you've left that sort of behavior. If there's a girl you like now, I hope you tell her.
So, okay. So the thing is, my problem is... Don't let me call it a problem. But that was not like that when I was younger. But, like, growing up, like, I could easily... Like, maybe because I got used to it, I can like something now. And the next 30 minutes, maybe because of something I feel is straight or like, I'll be like,
forget it and you move on.
Yes, I would rather invest my time and energy.
You're tough. No,
that's never been tough, though. That's
any girl that decides to fall in love with you, she's entering one chance.
No, it's never like that. I'm the sweetest guy. I swear. Oh God. I'm serious.
What did you do for Valentine's Day this year?
I was performing.
How many people did you val?
Nobody actually.
You didn't send flowers to anyone? No. Oh my God, you're stressing. My stress levels out.
But I don't want it to be like I'm against all of these things, but like,
I mean, what you like is what you like. If you don't believe in... So you are you ever going to get married?
Married?
Mm-hmm. Be honest.
No, I feel like even if I get to that extent of loving someone, like, I don't think marriage... I don't know. Like, that's the thing. But at the point I am now, like, right now, the mental state I'm right now...
Mm-hmm. I still believe you have not met that one girl. And I like guys like you that talk like this because there's that one girl that will come around the corner. Father Lord, let her be close. That will really... Uloma, perhaps. You know, because I wanted to ask about Uloma. We're getting there. But there's that one girl that will come around. That's all of these things you're saying. You will watch this podcast and be like...
Ah. Amen. Actually, I can't wait.
So you do want that?
It's not I'm curious. Like, let me say, like, I go actually... Like, see, I'm up. I actually like experience, you know, like, see how it is.
So, you know, they watch film, they see love, you know,
that's in a movie. You. I never, like I said before, I've seen sweet love. Oh my God, love, but I've seen love, but at the end of the day, because like, we are human.
Do you think that we were not created? I'm just asking, you know, because there are people who. Yeah. I've spoken to who feel like they believe it's man-made, this whole marriage.
No,
whole
we're thing. Actually created to love. But I just feel like our concept of love, probably we are getting it wrong. Because why is every marriage crashing? Why is every relationship...
Not every marriage.
Not every, though.
Some people are happy.
Abby?
I mean, I'll ask because it's not like I'm married. But...
maybe you know something.
I don't, but like, I like to think that some people, if they're lying to them, I don't know. But I like to believe that.
Some people are actually happily married, but I feel like there's a lot of work that comes with it. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of...
And you're not up for it.
I don't have that power.
You rather just stay in studio and make music.
I swear to God. I swear.
So let's. When did you fall in love with music? At least that's your true love.
I've all my life, because my dad is a pastor. You know, I grew up in the church environment. So all my life, I've been playing drums from like the age of four.
What church did you guys used to?
So my dad had his own church. My dad was like a pastor, a missionary. He used to go, So, I grew up in the church environment. I was playing instruments.
Mm.
I used to play drums.
Mm. So, is he still a pastor? Is he still around?
Yeah, he's a missionary.
So how does he feel about the type of music you make now?
Actually, if he has always known that, like, for a long while now. We've crossed that bridge since.
How did you cross this? Please enlighten
me. No, like, way, way, way back. Mm. Like, even when I was way younger, I started this music thing, even before I left secondary school.
Okay.
So he has always been like, people are always telling me, your son should not be singing, this is your pastor's child. So we've had that conversation, and we've made the father some promise to each other. You know, we've had that conversation. Really?
Okay. Yeah.
So we are fine. We are past that. He understands.
Was there a lot of pressure being a preacher's son growing up? Apart from music, was there just a lot of pressure? Because I imagine if your dad is a pastor, people have expectations of you.
Yeah, people definitely have expectations of you. But I've never really cared about how people feel.
Your church people will not be happy about all the things you said on this podcast.
My church people?
I mean, hearing that you don't believe in love, you don't believe in marriage, wouldn't they think...
But that doesn't have anything to do with it.
They might think you need deliverance. Is what I...
Do you think I need deliverance?
It'd be like, oh.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, I'm curious to know about... I love watching people have a dream and a flair for something and go after it.
Yeah.
You know, what has been the hardest, you know, part of fulfilling young John in terms of, you know, knowing I want to do this. I want to do this at this scale.
Yeah.
And I want to do this for this while. Like, how have you been able to navigate around starting, you know, and just running through your career?
Yeah, so, like, it's been a long journey, kind of, like. But, like, I feel like I'm just, like, starting, you know. Like, my first mainstream hit song was Story for the Gods, 2014. That was, like, 9 years Story ago. That was, like, 9 years ago. So, it's been, like, 9 years coming. Before then, it's been a long journey already, but like, I've always known, like, where I'm going is really, it's very, very far.
Mm.
I don't know how to
think. Mm. How did you meet Olamide?
Yeah, so when I came to Lagos, I used to stay in Ibadan.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I came to Lagos, there's this studio I used to work in, I used to stay in, I used to live in, it's Factory Studios. Shout out to BT, If Factory. So he used to let us live in the studio, work in the studio and all of that. So that same studio, Olamide, when Olamide first left Codet Tunes, when he did First of All, that's where he used to come and record with Fuse.
Mm.
You know, so I always used to be in the studio, in the corner, because Fuse was my guy. You know, I always just used to be in the corner somehow. Mm. So when they recorded the baddest guy ever, that album, the Young Me Weather album, I was always around, but just, you know, but then somehow me and Badu got to work, then we did Story for the Girls. That was our first record I put out, and it became really big. And
the rest is history. Yeah. How do you think the industry has accepted your transition? Have they?
Well, I feel like some people are still like side eye, like
bombastic side eye.
Some people are still like, you know, but like I always knew that it wouldn't be easy.
Mm.
So,
I mean, did you ever watch the Kanye West documentary?
Yes, I did.
And I knew his struggles with people just wanting to box him in that producer box. Yeah. They just never wanted him to leave that box, and it was tough for him to break out into doing him. I mean, the industry here, I think, is a bit softer and nicer in the sense that if you know someone, I might be wrong, if you know someone, like now you working with Badu, do you think it had helped the transitioning? Definitely. Okay.
Like, yeah, definitely. Because, like, I feel like as a producer...
You kind of know a lot of these artists already, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I already kind of had, like, a catalogue, like, you know, strong catalog. And I mean, it wasn't easy per se, but like, I just really made up my mind, and anything I make up my mind to do, I like to see it through, regardless of, you know, it's not been easy, trust me, but like, keep pushing.
You're actually the man of the moment. You know that, right?
I did try.
I mean, come
on. My head, no way, I swear.
I beg. Oh, come on. You kind of know
don't
that.
Don't hype me.
You're funny. Does that put a lot of pressure on you?
I won't use the word pressure, but like, it puts me on my 10 toes, you know? Like, because I wanna always do more. I love to do more. When I do something, what's on my mind is what's next. I always want to do more. So it's just, yeah, that's what it is.
And I think I've read somewhere that you used to have a lot of social anxiety. Do you still have that?
Yeah. Like way back, it was crazy.
So how did you get through, break the wall of social anxiety into being so comfortable?
Well, my mom used to be a psychologist. Oh. Yeah, she actually studied guidance and counseling. You know, so
that means you are very well balanced. Now, if you have a problem, you have therapy at home. You can just, you can just call your mom and you get free therapy.
Yeah, that's how I used to be, but she's late now. So
I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's fine. That's a while back now. So. Okay.
How old were you when you lost her?
I was that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
No, one was 5 years ago.
How old were you then?
Yes, yeah, so I was 22 then.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah, so she used to be my personal psychologist.
Mm.
So, yeah, she really helped me with those moments. And I just knew that I had to, at some point, I just knew that I had to, like, just fight it. I mean, these days, sometimes it still just pops up, you know, but then...
How bad does it get? Like, I'm curious. I have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
But I feel like mine is more... For what we do, being in this creative space is tough. Do you know what I mean? You're always like, as you said, onto the next. And sometimes you're anxious just, you know, for nothing. You know, but then I don't know what it's like to, you know, have this social anxiety that you talk about. Like, what are the symptoms? Is it that you just don't feel comfortable in public? Or
So a lot of times, like, I just want to day out. Because being in a public space just kind of stresses me out. Like, don't let me say being in public space, like, but I think it's better now because I realize I don't have a choice, you know. But when I was way younger, I would rather, like, it's so bad that before even this interview, I have to, like, self-talk myself. It's not that deep. Don't let me say self-talk, but like, I just go do it. I got to
yourself ginger,
you know, because, you know what I'm saying, so, because most of the time I'm just laid back and all of that. I'd rather just be in my own space. And, you know, so like, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I actually wish I was more outgoing. I feel like it would have been easier for me to like navigate and do a lot of things I'm supposed to do. You know, but.
So let's talk about friendships. Do you have a lot of friends?
Not really. Like, I've had the same set of friends for years. The same set of friends for as long as I can remember.
Do you find it difficult to make friends?
Yes, very difficult.
What is the most difficult part?
I feel like because I'm not so outgoing, or I can't really... So people don't really understand, like, my real intention. I feel like people don't get me so much. Like, it's easy to me to understand something I say or something I do.
Are you outspoken?
No, not really. Like, I'd rather just...
Know what I mean by outspoken? When you say people find it difficult to get you, are you the kind of person that will just speak your mind?
You know, so that's the thing. Because I won't speak my mind.
Okay.
So...
It's difficult to be friends with you.
It's difficult. So I feel like you even get tiring to people, you know? So I've just been used to just being...
So what do you do when you're by yourself?
Me? I love to play video games.
Okay.
I love to play video games. I love to make music. You know, I love to just hang. Like, I just did.
What's that mean? Why do I feel like that hang involves somebody else? Why do I feel like the hang involves somebody else?
Yeah, I know. That's no.
When you say I just like to hang.
No, I just just hang. Like, just did, like, just chill. That's what I mean by hang. I don't really hang.
I mean, it's interesting to know someone who you have, like, records that are so huge and your personality comes through your music, it's so huge, and you're an introvert. So how do you...
I don't like to say I'm an introvert because once I get comfortable with you, it's like... Weary? Yeah, like, I get touched, you know?
Yeah. No, but I was going somewhere with that question. Like, how do you marry the both, knowing that you want to do this music thing and you want to do it for... It involves going on tour. It involves interviews. It involves, like, literally socializing and going to events and stuff.
So, basically, like I said before, I realized I don't have a choice. So, I learned that I have to always ginger myself. Like, I mean, besides, I enjoy these things. Mm. You know, I enjoy the music. I enjoy where it's going. I enjoy the kind of life I can live because of my music. And the imagination of even was what more to come, like if I go harder. So because of these things, I think it makes it easy for me to, like, when I'm about to go on stage, I'm like, Jiggy, let's go and do this, you know.
Mm.
And I have an amazing time on stage, you know, enjoy. Once it's done, I don't be back.
Mm. How do you think the fame has changed you, if it has?
No, I won't say it has changed me.
You're walking through a room and you know that everybody in there, you know, it's like, oh my God, that's Young John. Oh my God, there must be a spring to your step.
I mean, maybe you say, yeah, definitely, like, yeah, but I won't say change, like, core change. Mm. Definitely, like, it makes you more aware, more self-aware when you know that, oh, yes, you have to do some certain things, some certain ways. It's a normal thing, but, like, I've really just, all of this to me is, like, I don't feel like I'm even, like, where I am yet. Like, I've always really had this big dream. Like, very, 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 very big dream, you know. So, like, sometimes I even feel like I'm not even halfway there yet. So, to me, it's more about the work than the...
You sound like someone who keeps himself very grounded and focused.
I like to believe that,
So, if I went through your DM right now, who are people that you're chatting with? What are your conversations like via DM?
My DM?
Yeah. Should we go through it together?
I'll go through yours.
I can give you mine. I can give it to you.
Don't go there.
Why? Tell me one person you're chatting with.
So it's a lot of work stuff. wait. It's a lot of work. It's honestly a lot of work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of personal stuff too.
Do you enter into, like, the DMs of...
Of who?
I don't... Just asking. Do you creep through the DMs?
No, I mean, if I like somebody... I mean, that's why I'm a free person. Like, you know, that's why I'm...
What do you mean, that's why I'm a free person? That's why I'm in a relationship.
So if I like someone... So, funny enough, me, I've always... Even before all of this, Young John, Estraku, Dada, or... Before all of this, I'm always scared of... So, that's in the call screenshots.
Yeah, afraid of being a scandal.
No, it's not even about scandal. Yeah. Like, I just feel like... I always just feel someone when, like... You know, like, why? Mm. Why do you have to, you know? So, I've not really been someone that... Besides, I'm not that person that will always jump to say how I feel anyway. So, what I always do
is... We have to change that part of us. Well, I don't like it at all. I mean, like, you know how many amazing women you might have possibly let go of, or people who probably change your perspective on your life for good in terms of how you feel about relationships.
Yeah.
You just pass them on because you're being very laid back.
I mean,
so if I went through your DM now, there's nobody you're shooting shots at.
So that, not shooting shots necessarily. Like, me, I don't used to like shoot direct shots. I would just date maybe friends. So what I always do is, if I like somebody, I'm always just hoping they like me back. So when I see that, oh, maybe I see this person like me, I don't know. But I never really want to
shoot shots. But that's such a selfish way to go through this thing. Do you know that?
I don't like to shoot short. No,
it's
no,
a
no,
selfish way to go through this thing. How are you going to just wait for the person to like you back? No. Sometimes, do you know that now that you're this huge superstar, even if they like you, they might feel like, you know, this guy probably has plenty
of people. Anybody that like me should talk with me. I don't go say anything. I swear.
You're stressing me out so much.
You like me, talk.
I cannot deal with you.
Because I'd rather just, you know, I've always been like that. So, if you like me, from people that I've always known, okay, I'm bad as bad. God, no, no fear, maybe so one person will like me. You know. So,
so what, is the, like, what is the weirdest thing a fan has done to get your attention? Be honest.
Like online or
online, offline, like,
I mean, we've done, I feel like I've gotten a lot of indecent, you know. But pictures. I mean, is it normal?
Let's talk about that. Like, people really send you nude pictures?
I feel like everybody.
I don't get nude pictures. Mm. I swear, nobody said. Guys don't send me nude pictures.
No, I'm not saying this. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's probably a.
Do you know my DM is full of people thing. That are begging? They all just begging him for money. You know, they don't even say, auntie, you're fine. They don't even say, all I ask, please help me, help me, help me. I don't have nobody shooting. Nobody shoots their shots in my DM. Maybe I don't know how to read the DM, but I promise you, my DM is dry as fuck, like dry. Maybe you see a couple of memes I share with friends back and forth, but it's never really like...
No, I don't believe it's that dry, but okay.
I promise you, I can show you. I've never gotten an... In this, like, nobody sent me like a dick pic before. I think I might pass out if I get a dick pic. I think I might actually just faint. So you mean to tell me that women take pictures of their private and send to
I
you?
I feel like they just sometimes maybe they feel like it's
are attention. They fake pictures or do you go on the profile?
That's the thing. I wouldn't know.
But do you check the profile to see if it's the person?
No, not really, because all these things don't really intrigue me like that. Because it's on the phone. I mean, so like.
Don't lie. Have you ever seen one that's made you follow the babe? Like, okay, yeah, okay, this is correct.
From just sending, I don't know you before, you just send me, I know. Regardless of you, I can't just know you before. I don't know you before. Yes. Like, we've never had the
But you've never invited a person over after they've sent you such pictures?
No, I'm not really, honestly, I'm not saying I'm a good guy, but that, I'm not really a fan. Like, you can't just send me that and think I'm going to be just with No,
this is a very interesting question I'm going to ask you. Okay. What about, I know how you feel about you doing the chase. You're not really up for it, right? You like things that are easy. If I see she likes me, then I'll go. What about the other way around? Like, do women chase, like, how can a woman get your attention? Because you don't like pictures, clearly.
I mean, by opening their mouth to say it.
Yeah, but how are they going to find you? It's not like they're just going to walk up to you and just be like, hi, I'm opening my mouth to tell you.
Like, first of all, we have to know each other. I mean, we got to see one day now. Nobody say...
Do you know how many fans you have that might listen to you and feel a certain thing in their spirit? Like, this Uloma song.
I don't understand. No,
I'm saying that how would... If a girl likes you who is watching or listening to us right now, how can she get to you? Like... I mean, you're single, right?
And we just have to see one. Meet. I don't know. I don't know how that will happen. I don't know how that.
Maybe this is the part where you say, guys, maybe don't send me nude pictures, but let me know who you are. Like, send me like proper message. If a girl sends you a message, like,
I'm not
like
a fan of anonymous things like that. You know, like it has to be. We have to know.
So you like what you see.
You get.
It has to be someone that you meet and you talk to.
Anonymous. I'm not a fan of anonymous.
I feel you. You know. So like, you're never gonna be the kind of guy that'll go or start dating someone from online.
Like that we met online or like.
Into your DMs. So
the thing is, I feed off vibrations a lot, like because I don't have power to like. So for me to
you're
really
so
be
lazy though.
No, it's not about
you are
trust,
young. What do you mean you don't have power to
trust me? It's not about
why,
lazy.
Why don't you? And this is the problem with this generation.
See, that's the thing. I was going somewhere. They didn't let me land.
Okay, land. Finish before
I was trying to say, like, if I'm so into someone, like if I get to meet someone, then we interact, and I'm so into that. You see, I get like you understand like that's texting that seems hard. Becomes easy. That's what I was trying to say.
But she has to do the work to get you there.
It's not like she has to do the work, but like it won't be easy to get that kind of vibe for someone I've never met before.
I understand. We've moved past the anonymous. Yeah. I'm not trying to hook you up with someone who is anonymous. I don't even think you need me to hook you up with anybody. I'm just saying that if you come across as a very laid back guy when it comes to these things, like you're probably one of those guys that, I'll chat with her today. If she's not answering properly, I'm not chatting with her anymore. Mm-hmm. I hit the nail on the head, right? You see?
So, okay, like, would you rather a guy, like, to text? Like, if you like someone, why do you have to make him, like, stress.
It's not like I'm making him. Like things happen. For instance, I am a believer of vibrations, as you say. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like in this generation, sometimes women are also a bit cautious because sometimes some of you guys, I'm not saying you, you have to hear me out on this.
Yeah.
Some guys don't like readily available too. Some guys like the chase. It's guys that do this hunting thing where if a girl is always available, you think, she does not have work, then I'm not interested. Well, clearly she just has too much time on her hands.
Yeah, this is true. I've actually heard people say this before. This is actually true. Like some guys probably like the chase. But me, I don't like it's not like I like the person. So like if I like you, it's really about, do you like me too? If you like me, you don't have to put me through all
but do
that.
You ask the person right off the back,
like if
how do you, that's where I'm, you know what, that's why you keep thinking I'm not letting you finish, you know exactly what I'm trying. Do you ask them do you like me back, or you just go by vibrations?
No, so I feel like if I like someone, I want to always hang out with them, right? Okay. If you like me, you will always, you like, you want to, like, you go on date with me that you don't understand, like, spend. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like that's a sign. If you like someone, you want. But if I just did, you say, just, you know, tell me, say, you want, like, we are not hanging out. You don't want to, like, you understand. I'm like, hey, what's up? What's good? You don't want to reply. Mm. In my head, am I getting it wrong?
No, you're not. Yeah. I get you to a certain degree, but I'm also just trying to bring you out of being too comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like there's, I know that I'm not, I mean, it's, I think young people who don't have work to do, who believe in, I'll text him and I won't text him in 3 days. Like all those games, I don't like to play them as well. But I also know that some guys also feed off, if every time they text you, you're quick to respond. Yeah. I've heard guys say this thing around me, like, that one, if I talk to her now, she's never busy. Yeah. I'm like, what? Who told? Maybe she's making time out for you. Like, why do you think she's never busy? And then when a woman is too available, sometimes it's a huge turn off to certain guys and women. I have to be honest. There are women too who I think I'm also somehow on that borderline. Like, if a guy always has time, I start to look at him funny. Like, you know, are you not busy conquering the world, trying to find something to do? You know,
But, like, I feel like there's a balance between all of these things.
Of course, like,
of course. It's not like a 24-hour, like, but if you really like someone, I feel like you're just going to want to somehow pass that message.
That's regardless. Incredible.
Yeah.
I agree. So the music game, it keeps changing. Has changed so much from the time where people, you know, would release music and have, like, a whole media team, radio rounds, television rounds. Now you have like streaming platforms that make your music literally go viral once it drops. I know that for a lot of artists, it's helped in terms of also connecting and, you know, moving your music from one continent to another. But which one of your songs would you say has done amazing numbers and has also sort of traveled further than you could have ever imagined?
No, I would say Extra Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, Extra Cool.
Do you do all those challenges on TikTok as well?
You said?
Do you do all the challenges on TikTok?
For Extra Cool?
No, for your music in general.
Yeah. Like, so the thing is, sometimes some songs just pop off on all these social media. People start to do like choreography. So sometimes I try to also get involved, you know, joining in the all of just to, because, you know, just to push the music. That's the motive at the end of the day.
Mm. So is there anyone that you'd like to do like a production with? Is there anyone home and abroad that, you know, is on your vibration that you'll be like, you know what? I want to...
like make music with them.
I want to make music with this
person. Yeah, a lot of people.
Stamina was amazing, by the way.
Yeah,
your
thank
voice
you,
was
thank
really
you.
Incredible.
Thank you. Great nice. Song. I love Shout out to Tiwa Savage and Naira Star.
Yeah. So any other person I'm asking?
So, yeah. So like, I would love to make music with almost everybody. I'm a collaboration guy. Collaboration above competition. So,
okay. How does it work? Are there people that you probably just reach out to and be like, hey, I have this song that I think would be great for you? Or how does this work?
So how it works, I feel like different people have their patterns. Like, but how I like to do it is, because I don't like to force things. I just record. I'm just recording. I'm just doing my thing. So if someone will meet something and vibe, like, I have songs, you know, we should do something, fine. Oh, you know, like, so instead of forcing it, I like to just, I believe, like, every when something is going to work out, you will just know from the vibrations, rather than trying to chase it or be like, hey, I want to do this collaboration, hey, bro, babeg, shemeka, you know. But like, if you probably meet someday, vibe, vibrations is right, then why not?
How do you know, as a producer, how do you know what song is going to be the next? I've always been curious about that. You know how people will have like songs, like you say, you're constantly recording, you probably don't know the amount of songs you have right now. But how do you know the one that is going to be the one that you'll be like, this is a banger, this one is going to definitely...
I feel like you never really know. It's just instinct.
Okay.
Like, I trust my instincts. So, and thank God I have an amazing team. You know, so when we're about to drop music, we're all like, what, which one do you think we should drop? And that's it. We just believe in the extent, like, believe in the vibe, believe in the... Yeah.
Apart from music, what else do you like to do?
I love to play soccer. Yeah.
You know, it kind of crossed my mind that you would be one of those people that love to play football.
I love football. If I wasn't doing music, I think that's what I'll be
really?
Doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it that much. I love playing video games. Yeah. And
do you like to travel?
I love to travel, trust me. I love to travel.
I mean, you seem like a very well-grounded person, as I said, and it's amazing. I was very curious as to what this chat was going to go like, but you're very funny. And I'm funny. You are funny. You got everyone laughing in the studio. I don't know if many people see this side of you online that, you know, is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Eh?
I said, oh, wow.
You don't think so? Come on, I'm sure people have said it to you before.
I'm funny.
You don't think you're funny?
I've never really thought I was funny like that. But thank you.
Is it a compliment? It depends.
I don't know. That's what I said. I don't know.
Oh my God, I caught you. It's this Gen Z movement, you know, the internet, the young people, and just how, you know, one day one thing is this way, and before you can say two or three is another way. How do you literally find your balance?
Yeah, so I feel like it's a two-way thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as imbalanced as it is, it also helps, you know, like almost everything is possible these days. You know, you just have to do the work and do your best. Like, because of the old new era of the old social media, the way everything works these days, just I feel like it could also be used to your advantage. Like, when you just do the work, do the groundwork, make sure, like, whatever you're putting out there is solid. Yeah, I feel like, it makes the music even travel further.
You keep talking about these big dreams and all the amazing things you want to do. Do you want to share some of them?
Well, I just have really, really big dreams of, like...
What do they consist of, Young John?
You said?
What do they consist of? Apart from, obviously, taking over worldwide music.
Yeah,
you know, what are the other things?
I feel like, okay, so like that's the basis of everything. Yeah, I don't understand. Like I mean, every artist wants to take over, you know.
So where do you see your music in the
I see my music like all over the world, you know, like practically all over the world, you know. Like, it's not easy, but nothing comes easy, you know. But like, I actually see my music everywhere in those corners, like all over the world. So yeah,
and we'll be rooting for you here. I can't wait. I have two things I'm leaving you with. I am so sure the universe must hear me and send you one girl that will scatter all this your formation that you think you have going on. I can't wait to sit back and be like, this is the guy that thought, I just don't like stress, everybody just know themselves. No, you meet one girl and before you know what's going on, you'll be like, and you might think about it. And then I hope you remember this podcast that I prophesied this to your life that is coming.
Voila.
If you're nice, she won't break your heart.
I mean, karma is real. So let's watch and see.
So how many hearts do you think you've broken so far?
Nice. No, I won't say I've actually broken anybody's hearts, because I think everybody that I've ever been with, except the ones that just disappeared, I'm still friends with a lot of them.
When you say disappears away.
I don't know. Some people just, that's life. Some people are just not in your life anymore. Like, you just don't hear from them anymore.
They just woke up one day and just moved on.
I don't know.
You never asked?
No, I've tried, but like, you know.
They didn't answer you?
I really don't know. So, you know, that's life now. Some people are just not in your life anymore. Is it everybody that was in your life 5 years ago that's
still? Yeah, but I can tell you why. So when you're feigning, I don't know what's happening.
No, some people, honestly, some people are just...
What happened? Because I can tell you, every single person that's not in my life right now, I can tell you what happened.
Honestly, half of people that are in my life right now, I can't tell you what happened.
They just woke up and stopped talking to you.
I don't know.
That means you're a bad person now.
I'm not a bad person. Life happens so fast, you know.
Mm.
And
so most of these people we're talking about, they're women, right?
I'm talking generally now.
Mm.
Yes, now. But I mean, like, almost every
you stressed me out during this talk.
I'm still friends with everybody, so like, it's not like I break anybody's heart or anything. Mm. Yeah.
So you all your
I feel like I'm a very good friend.
Any kind of guy that will probably take all your girlfriends out on a date. At the same time?
No, it's too much drama. I mean, some that are cool, but I feel like all of this is too much drama.
Do you give them numbers?
No, it's not that. It's not that. People are saying it as if it's not that deep. It's just
You know why I'm asking all these questions? Because yeah. I'm fascinated.
Like, it's not even that deep. It's not that deep. I'm just a free person. Let me put it that way.
Mm.
That, you know, as some, you know, like, I'm friends with everybody. I think I'm actually a very good friend, but people don't get to know because before you get to that part is, you know, I'm actually a very good friend. Like,
I'm just sitting here trying to imagine how a man born of another woman would tell me, TM, I like you, but I want to continue to see other women. I don't know how that conversation will end. I promise you.
You break me. I don't understand. I will end like,
I don't, I as he's typing, I might just block. Like, you know, yeah, something is typing.
That thing is not that deep.
What do you mean it's not that deep?
It's not that deep.
So,
life's not
how would a man look at me and not think that I deserve to be the only one in his life?
So that's the thing. Yeah.
I would not say it. I'm fascinated. I don't know how a guy would literally look at me. I mean, forget me, just saying in general, and just be like, yo, I want to be a free bird. And are you interested? Are you not? If you're not interested, let's go.
No, so that's the thing. It's not like, that's what I was saying. It's not that, it's not that ghetto. It's not that.
I didn't call it ghetto.
Yeah, it's more of like, okay, you meet someone today. You guys kick it off. You guys know you enjoy each other's company. You know, it doesn't need to be too deep that's what I'm saying. It's not like anybody's really, it doesn't need to be too deep that, oh, we're in love.
When you say kick it off, do you know what came to my mind?
What was that?
Like, when you meet people, do you have sex on the first date? Have you? Don't lie. Look at your mouth. Look, he's here. Clean it. That's the lies. That's the lies you're just about to tell now.
So, like, it's not like that's the thing. That's everybody has. I'm sure even you have.
I've never.
Okay.
I'm very traditional.
Yeah. I've so, never, so like,
I've never slept.
What I was going to say is, to me, all these things don't really... Whether you sleep with someone on the first date or you sleep on the second, the third, date, there's no meaning to it.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I'm not saying you have to,
mm-hmm.
but, like, there's no difference. Like, there's no difference between sleeping with someone on the first date and sleeping on the tenth date.
Mm.
If you... Like, it's still sex now, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, the first date is like you're kind of strangers. Maybe by the tenth date, you kind of know the person a little bit
more. I feel like before you go on a date with someone, you guys are not really strangers.
Yeah.
Am I really getting this? Maybe it's me that is my own.
You know, we're probably of a different... I mean,
you know, I feel like before I actually go out to someone, like, I actually need to know that...
But you have been chatting back and
like,
forth.
Like, I just don't know you. Like, maybe we are friends already, self. Like,
okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we have to be friends.
Okay, put it that way.
Yeah, we have to be friends already.
Mm.
Then, like, we don't necessarily don't have to, like, have sex on the first day. But sometimes all these things happen. We could be drunk. She happens. Like, let's tell ourselves the truth now. Like, you know, different things happen. So, like, if these things happen, it has happened. You're not going to beat yourself up because it happened. Or it doesn't mean, like, you're less of a woman because that happened.
That's very kind of you. I'm just messing with you. Of course, I knew all of that, but I just wanted to bring you out of your comfort zone so you can yarn a little bit more. Shout out to all the girls who are rocking with Young John. He loves you guys. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I really, really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm actually very excited about, you know, your journey. I think you definitely know how people will say when you look at someone and when you hear them and you marry the two, it's like, wow. That's how I feel right now. And it's amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
Why are you so quiet?
You were talking.
This guy stressed me so much in this chat, guys. And that's it, guys. We had Young John today, and I actually, actually enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, I did too.
I did. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, anytime I see you, give me a side eye, but let's leave that one to later. Make sure you tune in again on the next episode of Token Moments. And until then, I'm see you later.
Cheek. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.